Are you tired of the ordinary? Does your life and business feel less than lit up? That Groundhog Day is still running the roost, I bet. If you are learning to embrace the maverick side of life, you have landed in the right spot. Join your host, Shari D. Teigman, in her Shari Rambles, as she explores the unorthodox side of things and challenges you to become the independent-minded person you've always longed to be. Take on that new business you've always wanted to try and make it bigger and better than you dreamed. Become a more self-confident partner and friend. Fill your life with light and laughter and learn to play outside the box. Shake things up. Your life can be more, and Shari knows what it takes to make those dreams a reality. So join in as we explore the adventures of life that you've always longed to live. It's time to get up, stand up, and do whatever you do best. This is The Shambles Show.
Welcome back to another episode of The Shambles Show. For a lot of you know that I have created a brand called The Maverick Life a little bit over a year ago, and it's really taken its own feet and ran. And I know I haven't been on here much, so with this new season, I am going to be talking a lot more about the Maverick lifestyle, which is five areas like I talked about in the intro. And today I really wanted to explain why this Maverick revolution came about and why I think that it's the missing piece for people who are looking for wholeness in all areas of their life. So in that elusive search for people to find more in their life, fulfillment, happiness, success, blah, 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 most people just like me and you, and actually exactly like me and you, can be led further away from answers rather than hitting the jackpot that we think just exists by deciding we want more. So why is that? Most of the time, it's a variation on trying to fit into someone else's mold after just having left an old one. So let me explain. So you set off on this quest to find deeper meaning in your life, your relationships, business, or even just in your body. It's exhilarating and freeing to finally decide that you want something and deserve something more, right? But here's where it gets really tricky, to say the least. So you get all eager to shed the old stories, drop the facades and labels, disrupt your status quo like a boss, and you do exactly that at varying degrees of rapid speed. And it feels amazing. Like a happy bull in a china shop, you declare to the world or to the bathroom mirror while Beyonce's blasting, if you're anything like me, that you're done with everyone else's rules and expectations and let freedom reign. But, and it's a big but, you fail to realize there's no plan for what comes next. I mean, really, in that moment, the last bold new thing you want is a plan. Forget plans, I'm going to run caution into the wind, let my hair loose and be free, right? Sound a little familiar? But the last tip is that it just kind of lasts a bit of time until that awesome recklessness abandoned stage kind of dies down. And while it's totally necessary for that stretch of time, like a rebellious teenager, it can leave a massive vulnerability and confusion hangover in its stead once it blows through town. So what on earth are you supposed to do to find that mojo, explore the next version of you in any area of life, and not feel like you're wearing someone else's proverbial costume without buying out the entire contents of Amazon's self-help book department? To me, the answer is finding your maverick side. You must be wondering, what on earth is this lady talking about? So let me backtrack. There's a psychological theory called archetypes, originally coined by Plato, and a whole teaching philosophy was developed by a Swiss psychiatrist named Carl Jung in the 1900s. So according to Wikipedia, Jung's philosophy is archetypes are highly developed elements of the collective conscious. Being unconscious, I'm going to geek out on you a little bit, the existence of archetypes can only be deduced indirectly by examining behaviors, images, art, myths, religions, or even dreams. Carl Jung understood archetypes as universal archaic patterns and images that derive from the collective unconscious and our psychic counterpart of instinct. They are inherited potentials that are actualized when they enter consciousness as images or manifest in behavior or interaction with the outside world. Simply stated, archetypes are universal, almost mythical-like characters that play out in themes within history and culture, basically the roles and masks that we wear. So how can they help you, and why would you want to wear another mask? So here's the thing. An archetype utilized well in your life can help you capture an almost superhero version of an element of your personality and help you amplify that quality. Pretty cool, right? So let's say, for example, you're afraid of public speaking. But if you stepped into the role of a wise sage or teacher, you could feel a different sense of self in a way and have that side of you be who shows up and does your presentation. Maybe you're shy in front of new people. The jester part of you is an element you could work on to bring humor and some playfulness into yourself. And on and on. So it's fascinating work and lots more for another time. So back to the maverick. The maverick is an archetype that I like to use as the basis of what so many of us want to embody. So here's a definition of a maverick. An unorthodox or independent-minded person, a dreamer, an independent thinker, a bold one who is tired of other people's rules defining how he or she should live their lives, love their people, or build their businesses. So the maverick in all of us is ready to be unleashed, and that's what I'm here to help you bring out. What I see in you that you don't even know is there yet. So the maverick is that inner disruptor. Think renegade, rebel, catalyst side of you who wants more out of every aspect of life. That is the part that stops following other people's rules and shortcuts and takes that initial fire you found within yourself when you started breaking free from conformity and turns it into an action plan instead of a road to burnout. Now, who would not want to have more of that side of you hanging around, right? So after you hit the hangover from the reckless abandon stage we talked about earlier, you need a solid plan. A way to create a stronger sense of self in all areas, but the only tools you remember learning were the ones you threw away when you decided you wanted to be more fully you and stopped following rules. A slight dilemma there. That's exactly where so many people get stuck. They want to step out of line and find their own way, only to land themselves on a different line with a different structure and different rules, merely because as humans, we still crave it, even when the thing we want to most rebel against is that. So the key to creating new pathways is to find out what you want, not what the world wants of you. So it's time to activate that maverick. You see, when you bring in this side of maverick of you, it's not about being the loudest in the room and always knowing what to do. It's about creating a life that works for you in deepest, most bold way meant for you. But what can it look like, you may be wondering. No worries, I got you. I teach a five-faceted maverick life because just like you, most people don't know what's missing yet, so they can't just step into a different mode. So are you ready? Let's roll our sleeves up. Number one, first area is self. It all starts with our head because it always starts with our head. Mindset, spirituality, head unfunking, these are my specialty. We can be our greatest strength and also our worst enemy if we don't start with us first. I believe it takes the soft and hard approach, soul and grit, messy and calm, to be a whole you, and that's what sets you apart from others and brings you back to center. Self-care, self-appreciation, an inner understanding, and a slowing down to speed up lays the foundation for your maverick flight. Number two, relationships. Partners, spouses, friends, family. This is the bread and butter of life. I believe that a maverick strength is capturing the masculine and feminine of everyone, learning how to be a better you in connection with others without losing yourself. So boundaries, truth-telling, filling your own cup first, redefining how you want to be treated and how you present yourself to others, even sex and sexual power, all of the fun stuff. Number three, business. All about building a biz that is you, that serves you, for you, and because of you. Not being a slave or a marching sheep, being your own king or queen in your business and rocking it with confidence, clarity, fun, and profit. This means stepping boldly into a spotlight and knowing there's really no competition because no one can do exactly what you can do, how you do it. That sure relieves some of the pressure, right? Number four, well-being. I'm no health specialist, but it's time we get back inside of our bodies and optimize how we feel. The maverick sees why it's so important to go into why mind, body, and soul play off of each other, how to read your own self and learn your clues, and how to do it without being a slave to the gym or a health store junkie, and still balance with the odd pizza and wine here and there. It's time to love your body and never shy away from it. Use it. Own your sexy at any age and any size. The last of the five pillars is creativity. which I always think starts with it, but it's the one people are most afraid to go near. So my Maverick model lives by this one. How to have fun by showing you how to have fun in everything you do. How to bring your creativity, play, and curiosity back into the game. Most people leave creativity out when they design a life, but honestly, it's the most important element because without it, everything turns boring when the newness wears off. So the Maverick craves the adventure and curiosity of life. So they'll go to any length to feel as filled up and lit up as possible. So here's the thing. We have the five areas, but so many people pick just one or two areas and think that's where fulfillment lies and ignore the other pieces. It's totally not true. It's in bringing all parts together, growing in each area, and letting them fuel each other that you can finally achieve that feeling of accomplishment and fulfillment from inside out, instead of that chasing shiny object thing and relay race that has left you depleted and totally burnt out. First, you start by finding out what's working and what's not, then finding out what you truly want and going out and getting it, through the boring baby steps as well as the courageous leaps. So choose you. Choose that bold, beautiful, ready you that may not know exactly what steps to take yet, but is prepared to forge your own Maverick path. So what are you waiting for? So I hope that this explanation of the Maverick Revolution was helpful for you. I have a free Facebook group called the Maverick Rising Party that I'd love for you to come join to learn more about this. I do trainings. I do a daily shot of Sherry on my business page. I've got lots of stuff coming down the pike. Going to be promoting my membership group, which is called Mavericks Unleashed, which is about to have its 1-year anniversary. Doors will be opening on that. So there's a lot of stuff going on around these five areas. And for me, bringing all five areas together and creating this revolution really brought together all the passion for my work. And most importantly, the stuff that I see my audience and clients needing every day. So if you're interested, hop over, find us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, I'm all over the place. And I would love to get to know you, find out what questions you have, and find out how I can really help you. So for today, I just want to remind you that my amazing sponsor, Studio, I have these amazing headphones that they sent over to me, and you can also get a 15% discount. I have the big, like, clunky headphones because I love them. They have great earbuds, and they have just a gorgeous website, gorgeous social media content. So I would recommend you going over to take a look at them. And if you're looking to buy a pair for yourself or a gift, you can hop over to the show notes and get the code for my 15% discount on anything that you buy. Hope you guys have a great day, and I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to The Shambles Show. To learn more about Shari and her magic, head over to www.shariteagman.com. Shari offers one-to-one, group, and membership-level programs to take you from search, strengthen, and spark in all areas of life and business. For more fun and wisdom, join the Maverick Rising Party group on Facebook. Meet you here for the next episode. Until then, let that inner Maverick reign free.